Okay, let's start again. We're going to cook. So the Gemara said this famous line that you might have heard already. Krum zulus la b'nei adam, right? The pasuk amar lei. These are elu devarim she'om dem b'rum shalom. These are the things that are standing at the height of the world, but b'nei adam are mezalzel them. People are mezalzel. They disgrace it. They make it cheap. So Rav Kook, let's start again from Rav Kook. Try to understand what he's saying. Things that Rav Kook are saying are semi. I mean, they're semi intellectual, but they're also semi. You have to feel it. You have to just be zocha. So I'm not sure if we're going to be zocha. Let's try. Let's see. It's very subtle things that he says. No, I mean, to him it was probably very clear. Just for us, it's when you have such someone at such a high level, it happens. It goes fear. All right, doesn't matter. Nun zayin. Okay. My krum zulus b'nei adam eilu v'rumah shalom. Says Rav Kook. Hatfilhi omed es b'rumah shalom. Tefillah is that which stands at the height, the room, the height of the world. Amnam tochen b'rumah shalom hu. But the tochen, the content, the height means you're at the top of the, you know, of the barrel. What about inside the barrel? The tochen b'rumah shalom hu. The inside is ki olam yesh bechlolu hanimtzos hativim hagashim v'ruchanim. The world is filled up with the natural gashmias, the ruchanias stuff. Right, all of life itself is the content of the barrel, where tefillah is at the height of it. But the side, the height of this world, it's when the nimtzaim, us people, those who are bali bechira, when we choose tov within this world of the gashmis and the ruchnis, we make proper choices, right? When we acquire for ourselves, or they acquire, meaning human beings acquire, through their chachma, proper hanhagas, proper behavior, actions, shleimus gedola, they're making the right choices. They're living the way they're supposed to live, naturally. Ruchnis and gashmis. You have to do ruchnis, you have to do gashmis. But they're actively and proactively making choices. Valzem, you said this at tefillah. On this, tefillah stands on top of. Right? Tefillah is not that which is. Let's read what he says. Umibnei, he says. Umibnei, shirov b'nei adam mesnaklim al mitzias rak mitzad atzma. But since people see this mitzias, this reality, just mitzad atzma, like, what is here? What do I have? Very, very, very superficial. Very basic. Do I have it? Do I not have it? Did it go? Did it not go? Below me, tzad yakar sapulus ayotzes mimena ayideh bechirto. They don't see the preciousness of actions based on the bechira tova. Meaning, in this world of the gashmias, I don't care that you're the nicest guy in the world. I don't care that you put all your efforts into the thing. You didn't make the deal. You didn't make the deal. You stink. You didn't do it, right? No, but you said, but I'm a good guy. I make good choices. You know, I'm nice to people. The boss says, yeah, but I don't care. You didn't make the money, and the company makes money, and you didn't make the money, so you're fired. Right? Many people in this world don't care about the preciousness of the p'ulos that come from the p'nimis, from the bechira, because everybody thinks that they're the bialim, they're the owners of this world. The responsibility is on me to create. If I create, good. If I don't. If I put all my efforts into davening and I didn't daven well, so then I'm a loser. But that's not true at all. That's the antithesis of being a mammon, to being a Babi Tochim, to being someone who's dog to Kadosh Baruch.
Just show up.
In this world, it's about showing up with bechira, with ishtadlus properly, in both ruchnis and gashmis. But the thing that happens, that's up to Kadosh Baruch. That's really up to Kadosh Baruch. Alkain, so therefore these people who only see the bottom line, the world is about bottom lines, right? All they see is bottom lines. What actually is going on? Alkain, Eman Musud Nochon Bahat Tefillah Mizbalim Ba. They don't have a real proper understanding of Tefillah, and they become confused by it. Most people grow up. If you're not going to learn what Tefillah is, you're going to become confused by it. V'sholem, and they ask, now they don't ask outwardly, some kids do, but usually they just ask in the back of their head, subconsciously. What do they ask? Matzorach yishba. What's the point of davening? Very simple. I davened for $1 million. I didn't get it. It just doesn't happen. Right? When choni hamagu, davened for rains. I'm not leaving in the rains. And then it rains. Then it works. when you see a few times in the Gemara, or you see sometimes a few stories where a person really died for it and it came out, but then the rest of the times, don't work. So people, like, they lose confidence. Like, that's, it doesn't work. Okay, V'chonim Ago, it works. That's because you totally have tefillah wrong.
Came to this question recently where I'm like, if you can't ask B'kashas on Shabbos, why are we davening on Shabbos? What's the point?
Right, so that can be a good question for those people who totally don't understand davening. If all davening is about asking B'kashas on Shabbos, you're not allowed to, but then why are we davening then? But the answer is that's not really the Indian.
I came to the conclusion, obviously, davening is not for B'kashas.
I'm happy you're thinking. Most people don't think even. Right, that was a very simple question and answer that he worked on himself, which is very powerful. Those are the most powerful things, because you came to it on your own. You weren't told by Rav Kook. You're like, this doesn't make sense. According, it's very important that a person asks questions, you know, on his own life. Not in a way of breaking yourself. Yes, breaking yourself, but to try to understand, does this make sense? And it's okay if things that we learned when we were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14, 16, 17, 20, 21, 22, 23 are wrong. Or not 100% right. Or I don't understand it. And admitting, I don't understand this. Yeah, I'm 45 and I really don't understand tefillah. I really don't have no idea what it is. So you could hide it and never think about it and then go till you're 90 and still not know what it is. Or at 45 you'd say, you know what? What is this thing? Let's start. Right, let's go back to first grade. It's maybe a little bit embarrassing, but it's so embarrassing for like a second. Because once you actually taste what tefillah really is, like, oh, this was worth it. This is really worth it. Now I could actually live life. Right? It's like you're wearing the wrong prescription for 10 years. You don't want to get new glasses because they don't make the same frames as they used to make. So if you're going to get the new lenses, you have to get new frames. You're embarrassed by all the kids in school. They make fun of me because, you know, these look different. They look funny. They're red. Yeah, but you can't see. No, but I can't. And then finally, the kid does it. And he starts to see, he's like, oh my gosh, I can see. At that moment, he doesn't care what people think about him because he sees the benefit of seeing. Who cares what everybody else? In general, we shouldn't care, but I could see. So it's embarrassing that a person has to, you know, whatever it is, to go back to Olive and people see him going back, who cares? If you could start to daven better, learn better, it's kedai. Anyway. So a person comes, if a person only sees the bottom line, he only sees, you know, the stuff in this world, the reality that is, and doesn't see the panemius, so then tefillah becomes a big bilbul. Doesn't work. What matzorach yeshba? What do I need it for? Vein tov, veich tov. How does it even work? Hayuchal adam l'shanas rotzon yotzer. Can I really change Hashem's desire? Hashem doesn't want me to have something. How am I going to change that? And I've davened many times for things. It doesn't just change. I think that this doesn't work, this tefillah thing. I'd rather, let me just go to work. I'll go to work. I'm not davening for it. I'm just going to go to work and work my tail off, because that seems to work. So this is where we need a lot of help trying to understand what he's about to say here. But since Aval Kevin Shurum Shal Olam, the height of the world, what's the height of the world? It's the tachas hanizgav, it's the culmination of hatavas habechira. Rav Kook told us the content of this world, which is made up of ruach neis and gashmis and all the stuff, it's about the proper choices made. You're a good person if you make the right choices, right? If you make no money, but you made all the right choices and you're a good guy, then you're a good guy. What happens if you're wealthy, but you made wrong choices, and you're not a nice guy, and you're a big jerk. So you have all the money. You got the gashmias thing, the bottom line, you got it. But you're a big loser. Your mom's a big loser. You're not really happy, you're stressed, people don't like you so much, but they kiss up to you. Versus the guy, he didn't make the money. The bottom line, didn't make the money. But everybody loves him, because he made proper choices. Who's really living, who's really the good guy? Obviously. So the content of this world, all the ruchnis and gashmis, is not dependent on the bottom line. It's dependent on the bechira that was taken. That's it. Because those who are learning Shabbat talking with us, but the way it's understood is that in this world, what's in our rishus, in our hishtadlis, is bechira. Right? Bechira chafshus. Kodesh Baruch gives us the choice. He doesn't give us the ability to make the effect. Because if we did, we'd all be rich. We'd all be living, you know, in seaside houses like in, you know, I don't know, San Diego or something. We'd have everything. But clearly, he doesn't give us that choice. Even though we still run around our entire lives thinking that we do have the choice, at what point are we going to wake up saying, you don't? Because if you did, you would already have the money. You'd already have all the everything. But he doesn't give us that. He gives us the ability to choose properly. That's what makes a person a good person. Bechira. That's what the Kodesh Baruch gives you. Bechira. So since the Rumo Shel Olam, the height of the world, to really kill it in this world, is based on Hatovas HaBechira, and the height of the world doesn't mean you're the wealthiest guy. We understand that. I hope we understand that. Wealth doesn't mean anything. But the Hatovas HaBechira, Ul Hatovas HaBechira, and this inyan of making good choices, Hatfila Po El Harbe, Tfila does help that. If we daven properly, and we connect to the Shvach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we daven and our bakashas are from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, with the understanding, Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you want us to have this stuff, and we're mode, and we thank him, and not just that, if you look at any of the bakashas, let's take any bakasha, very simple.
Oh, Baruch Elena.
Let's go to Baruch Elena.
No one really says that one.
It says Baruch Elena Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Hazos. That's Kominei Sivasotov. Sorry, this is also Nusachashi.
Sorry.
It doesn't change. Give me a sitter. So all the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei over the middle, it's a request, right? Baruch Elena, bless us. But then, and then it continues going. V'sabeinu mituvachal. Let's say, Kodesh Baruch, and you should satiate it with your goodness. You want me to really mean? It's the same thing. Right? The beginning is the request, but then what do we end off? What's the bracha? But the ikar of Shemoneh Esrei is that it's 19 brachas, correct? So there's the middle of it, and then there's the end. What's the culmination of any bracha? Baruch ata Hashem, mevarech Hashanah. What does it say? Just translate. So what is that, a request? Or it's an amuna, it's a statement saying, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're the Mevarech Hashanah. State of amuna. Yes, I'm requesting from you because you're it. So even in every bakasha, it's coming from a proper perspective. Because it's you. And therefore, go the next step. If a person could go the next step. And if you want it, great. If you don't, you don't. But I'm still going to request it because it's the MS. I need parnasa. And I'm going to request it for everybody. It's Baruch Aleinu, even my competitor. And I'm requesting it from you. So is this a Bechira? It's a Bechira. It's a choice. It's a Bakasha? Sure. But it's proper. It's properly aligned. It's properly structured.
No expectations.
Hopefully it's not with expectations either. Because if Hashem, you're the Mevarech Hashanim, then how can I have any expectations of what you... My only expectation is that I can ask you. That's it. That's Hatavas HaBechira. And when a person lives away from Hatavas HaBechira without the expectations, without the demands, without the bottom line, every day I ask because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I want to turn to you. Now you're living at the height of the world. Because now you're a person who's properly chosen. You've made the proper Bechiras of life. That's it. Whatever happens is really, really not up to us at all. And a person has to sometimes encourage people to test a person. Sometimes you'll be the best boy in the world and he won't give you the stuff. Dafka, to see, are you really a good boy or you're just faking being a good boy to see if you'll get the stuff? Right? That's supposed to be the havchana, that which discerns.
It's sometimes. I think he can still test you, but the point is...
I'm just saying sometimes he does that.
Right.
And you have to stay course to prove. You have to prove. It's really proving to yourself. He knows. He puts us through an x-ray scanner. He puts your brain through an x-ray scanner every single day. He knows exactly what you're thinking.
He created the structure.
He created the structure. But he knows when you're asking, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm a good boy, you know, I believe in you. You know, he knows, like, you're winking, like... He knows what you're thinking. But we don't always know what we're thinking. We could trick ourselves. So sometimes he'll take things away, or he won't give you the things for a while, to see if you continue davening to him like you did before, because it's about the choice, not about the stuff. And he does it so we see within ourselves. That's what a Nisayon, Ramban explains. A Nisayon in this world, a test, is not for Hashem, but he doesn't know. He knows right now, will you pass this test? He knows the future. He creates it. But it's for us to prove to ourselves. It's very deep. It's to actually prove to ourselves. And if a person then falls, that haraya, don't become depressed. Most people do. Oh, what is I diving for anyway? I didn't get what I wanted. Kick the can and they just walk away. That just shows where your real Watson was. The person can say, oh, that's not why I'm davening. He's just proven who he really is. And then he's going to get, then he's making, Hatavas Abachir, now you're living at the Ruma Shalom. You're living at the Ruma Shalom. When you make, when the insides are pure, even though the outsides might not be as expected. This is called tefillah. So by tefillah, Hatavas Abachir, tefillah Polas Harbe, to make proper choices, tefillah does help. In Kain Munah, Chadar B'chol, Lishlem Musayiz Barach, Bahamti and Hagazul Hoprote. If a Kaddish Baruch Hu, he's MK Munach Hadavar. Trying to understand this myself. Munach Hadavar, he places the thing, the Yecholas, with the ability to come to a Shlemus Yisbarach. Lahamti and Hagazul Hoprotel. 1 second. The Ofen Shetovil Aderech Hatov Hayash Azabrias. I think a Kaddish Baruch Hu therefore placed Tefillah. I'm only trying over here. I am not saying this is exactly what he's saying. I think is what he means. So therefore, since Tefillah helps us, it gave us a structure to make proper choices. I mean, let's say we didn't have Tefillah at all. Let's say, stop here and be
formalized.
Let's say formalized Tefillah. Yeah.
Well, it was always Tefillah, and then they formalized.
Let's say we didn't have the sitter. So a guy would wake up in the morning, and what would he say? Because I need money. Because why? Can I have money? Can I have money? Please, can I have money? Right, they might miss out on Pelkei Chivrim. They might miss out on Malbisha Rumen. Right, because they're going to daven for exactly what they're emotional about. But then they're going to miss the wide range of Hatavas Abachira. They're going to miss out on so many faculties of who they are that are so hyper-focused on the thing that they're emotionally connected to. Matir Surim, Mekarat Salamayim. What about Pesukah de Zimra, thanking him for the trees? No, I don't have to thank for the trees because I have to ask for Parnasa. So therefore, we have a whole structure. It's Tefillah. It's Munach HaDavar. It's given us the ability from A to Z, Mekatzah HaKatzah, to lead us with proper decisions about creation, about Parnasa, about health, about Lilmud, Lami, Lasis, about Ruchnis. All this is to make proper choices in the big scheme. That this hanhaga of Hatavas Abachir is in all details of life, which can drag a person, it can transport a person the derech hatov, the right way, hayasher, that can make us straight. A person stays, we should always daven more than shachas and chamad, but Kaddish Baruch Hu is also in the middle of the day as well. But if we stick to the structure, the feels that we have, there's a lot to say, and you pay attention to the words, and you connect to the words. Most of davening is not bakashas. Most of davening is not requests at all. Just look at the words. It's kedai to once in a while spend a few minutes outside of davening, looking at what the words are, just pasha translating. You see what feels really about? It's about a real connection to choose God, to recognize God in this world. For real, for real. And then that aligns your path. That gives you a derech atah. That gives you a derech ayosha, straight path. Alkeim ibn neshat tefil hiya omed is dafka b'rum shalom. Since tefil is at the height of the world, it's the height of all proper bechirus. Right? We align ourselves at tefil because Chazal said this, if you daven for these things and you connect to these words of tefillah, you're going to live b'rum shalom because your derech is going to be towards the height. But if you live just the hashkafa tachtona, meaning your perception is very low level, it's earthly, it's all about bottom lines, by the way, seen in a different way, is the tip of the iceberg, right? Bottom line means what you see. So you see an iceberg, yeah? How much of an iceberg, I love it, it's like such a pasha masha, how much of an iceberg do you see? 5-10%, maybe 20%. Now, when you see these massive icebergs, you're seeing 10% of what it is. See, living bottom line, living in this low hashkafa means you're just seeing the tip of the iceberg, which means you're actually missing. You're missing the thing. You know what I mean? You're on the Titanic, right? Oh, it's just a little iceberg. No big deal. So what happens? The big Belgaiva, the big Titanic. There's a good kids book that came out about the Gaiva Tanic. A whole thing with Midos, the unbelievable. Yeah, called the Gaiva Tanic, a long time ago. Gaiva Tanic and Rebbe Lev Tov, Midos. Anyway, So living life with the bottom line, this low shkaf, is just seeing the tip of the iceberg. That's partially not living. You're really missing out on all the panemias, all the bechiras. He says, you're not going to find the thing. You're not going to find the height of the world because you're just draying around the bottom, waiting for the bottom lines. You can't get to the height of the world because the height of the world is not dependent on the stuff. It's dependent on the bechiras. Bechiras you could do. Bechira is not gashmi. Bechira is pnimi. It's ruchni. Even a bechira, a proper bechira in gashmi, is ruchni. Again, a bechira, proper choices. Right? Even though every hishtadlis, actual physical exertion, it has to be based on some sign of bechira.
It sounds like,
why am I doing this thing? From doing this thing because it's all about the things and what the thing I can get, the thing, I'm just draining around the bottom of the cup. But if I'm doing this thing because I know this is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants me to do, and this is the right choice to make, and if he wants it, great, if he doesn't, doesn't, you're now lifting above. That hashtadlis now is connected to a bechira, which is berumo shalom.
And then you're changing your gashmi to the ruchni.
Then everything becomes ruchni. And then you fly. Because gashmi says gravity, man. Mm-hmm. Ruchni says no gravity. Ruchni is ruach. You fly like the wind. It's based on the bechira. We have to see, not just the tip of the iceberg. The 90% underneath, that's all bechira. You don't see that. It's panim. It's inside the self. It's not what's going on in my head. What's going on inside my heart. Right, you buddy up to a guy, hey, you want to make a deal with me? Even though my heart, I hate this guy's guts. I hate him. I want to manipulate him. Put your hand around him. Like, hey, buddy, how's it going? So what do you see? Right, this happens all the time in business, right? You don't really like the people.
It's the business world.
So all that you see is just the 10% of the iceberg. That's really what's going on?
But it's interesting if there's much of the iceberg, because to see the whole iceberg, really, you have to go down to the bottom and see the whole thing. The whole, you can look, like, imagine you could. You have to go to the bottom in order to see the whole picture.
That's to get all the details, but to know there's much more of it. Even to know, that's called, I know there's something panemius.
Even if you can't see it.
But
if
you're from seeing it means going to panemius Torah and to understand the depths. But to at least know and recognize and realize and believe. Da, exactly. That's the first step. That's massive. He says, since most people are draying around, not looking up, not seeing the bechir is the ikar, they just, all they see is the stuff. So they're mezalzel on tefillah, because they turn tefillah into a way to get stuff. So all tefillah, which come out is not talking about.
People feel burdened by the physical.
They feel what?
They feel burdened by the responsibility. Like day to day, they have to deal with the reality.
And since their tefillah is just a drug to try to get out of the daily burdens, well, God's brother, just give me $1 million. I won't have to dray around. But then that becomes a burden, because that's not how it works. So you're being mezalzel on tefillah. Because all you're using tefillah for, you're using it as a tool, it's like a shovel, to stick into the ground and find the diamonds. That's not what tefillah is. It's much, much deeper. Tefillah is to put on snorkels and go underneath and look at the iceberg. Wow. That's what tefillah is. Like, appreciate life. That's really what tefillah is. Take every day. Take a different few words. Wow, Kadosh Baruch Hu makes the trees grow and the sunshine and Matir Surim and Bokeh Chivrim.
Take a walk.
But that's what tefillah does. It lets you experience Yashrus and to make progress. Yeah, I want to connect to that world. That sounds happy. The trees are, look at, I'll show you and hold you. The trees are happy when a Kodesh Baruch comes to judge them. I wouldn't be happy if Hashem came to judge me. The trees are happy when Hashem comes to judge, because when Hashem judges you, He straightens you out. I want to be like a tree. And it's a totally different thing. And that's why he says, unbelievable. Umukusher Yafa, we'll finish with this tomorrow. We'll talk about the deeper part. Umukusher Yafa, this Inyan, which is based on the Pasuk, Kurun Zulas Ibn Adam, right? The first part of the pasuk is the pasuk we quoted last week about davening behind the shul of Saviv Rishon Yisalechem. The Rishon just surround here. They daven outside of the shul. Saviv Rishon Yisalechem, Krum Zulz Ben Adam. This chevra who just drays around the outside, they don't go to the Pinyinis. They just sit on the outside of the Gashmi. They're the ones who are Mizal Zon Tula. They're the ones who are Mizal Zon Tula. Tomorrow, Rav Cook's going to take a deep dive and use the word Saviv as a connection to the sugya of Igulim. of the Arizal, which we once discussed, and Mitzvah tomorrow will hazard over Igum and Yosher. Mitzvah tomorrow.